Good morning, everyone. My name is Lisa Anderson, and I'm an elder here at First Presbyterian, and this is what I have to share with you today. As we enter into this time of uncertainty, it will actually free up my own personal time and increase the freedom of my day. Right now, I'm on spring break, and I can feel the relaxation of having nothing to do. My own personal travel plans were canceled, so now I can choose how to spend the rest of my week. At the back of my mind, I think about doing a deep clean of the house, sorting through papers, organizing my desk. What I'm actually doing is trying to exercise every day, weed a little bit in the yard, and cook. But for next week, this is all going to change. I'm supposed to teach high school math online. This is a new venture that I am not prepared to do, but will need to do in order to help my students continue to learn the math they need before moving on to the next math course. Unlike most other subjects, each math course builds on itself, so not learning the material for the rest of this year will make next year a bit more difficult for the students as well as the teachers. This is exciting and daunting at the same time, and definitely a challenge. I'm not computer or technologically literate. I think to myself, how can I make the math presentable? And how can I make a connection to my students without seeing them face to face? I want to be there for them and help them any way I can. I want them to find success, whatever that may look like. This has always been the case, but now it's even more intensified. The face-to-face is important, and when trying to lead a student into deeper math understanding, they need to trust themselves that they can learn it and trust that I can show them how. This reminds me of the trust God wants for me. I don't see God face-to-face, but I know that He's there. He's there waiting for me to call on Him. He's there wanting to make that personal connection. He's there for me in any way He can be. He wants to help me with my life. He also wants me to grow and find deeper connection with Him. He has lessons for me and wants me to learn what it is to put my full faith in Him. The verse that grounds me in trust is Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him and He will direct your paths. So now I ponder as to what my path will look like. For the unforeseeable future, my daily routine has changed. I will no longer be teaching the same lesson 5 times a day. I won't have to leave my house at 7 and get home at 5. I won't be rushing around from one activity to another, feeling exhausted at the end of the day. Like many of you, I am no longer able to live the way that I was. This trust issue is important, but it also requires action, and this action part is what I struggle with the most. What am I going to do in order to increase my faith and trust in God? What more can I do now that I think I will have more time on my hands? God asks us to spend time with Him for our own benefit. If I could only truly live this way, I know that my life would be transformed. As I sit here now contemplating next week, I remember how God wants the same from me. He wants me to trust in Him. He wants me to continue living more fully in Him. He wants me to grow and change day by day. The planner in me finds it difficult to not move forward with the halves of the unforeseeable future. Like, how am I going to collect student work? How am I going to test them? How will we do grades? And even in the short time of thinking, there is some thought of what if? What if we don't go back to school? What if the students don't learn the last 3 chapters of math? What if? And you can fill in the blank of what your things are that you're not sure about. Jesus says not to be anxious. I'm not usually too anxious, but I am a planner. And according to Jeremiah 29:11, God already has all His plans set in motion to do good for us, not to harm us. So how much do I prepare? I need to wait and see what happens. I need to listen to God's whispers and continue reading His word. The coronavirus may be dictating a bit of how life is going to change, but only God knows the end of the story. I think the biggest lesson for me and us right now is to live in the present, don't worry about tomorrow, and trust that He's got the whole world in His hands.